Welcome to Moving Forward on AM 860, KWPC, the voice of Muscatine, broadcasting live from the Unity Point Health Studios, where each weekday morning we chat with the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome, everybody. It is 8:15 currently. This is Moving Forward. Oh, my gosh. I'm so delighted to have my guest here today. You can't believe it. And he came in full uniform. I'm really enjoying it. It is none other than Mr. Mark Trail. It's real big right across the shirt. You can't miss it. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
Mark is doing fantastic. The person who I really am is not as healthy as Mark Trail, but we're working on it.
No, yeah, for sure. Did you walk over here?
I did not walk over here, but I'm planning on walking. And in my real life job, I'm actually leading the Iowa Healthiest Walk today with my coworkers today at noon.
I was going to say, does that happen somewhere around noon, 1 o'clock?
Right. You can do it at any time. Our group is doing it, meeting at 11:45, and then we're going to walk. And I walk at noon every day, so this is no big deal for me. Ever since I've gotten involved with these people, I've been crazed. I'm a 2 to 5 mile a day walker, and on the weekend sometimes 10 and 15 miles.
It's really
a good thing. I am living proof that walking the trails of Muscatine can make you healthier and lose weight, and it's fantastic for me.
And it's easy to do because there are so many trails here in Muscatine, ones that you maybe don't even know about.
And that is the most incredible thing for me. I moved here 2.5 years ago, and one of the things that attracted me about the community was great parks and the trail system in between the parks. The riverfront is so beautiful, and there is a paved track up there along the river that nobody has that along the river. Mm-mm. And it's so nice. And I said, well, this will be a really nice place to live. And then, of course, I didn't use them. And then one day about 2 years ago, I had a heart attack.
No.
Shoveling snow.
Oh, no.
And they made me go to therapy, rehabilitation, physical therapy. Anyway, I went to the cardiac unit at the Trinity Hospital, and they taught me how to walk. I hate
they
it.
They taught you how to
they
walk?
They taught me how to walk. I was 54 years old, and they taught me how to walk. And that is the thing that really got me going. I walked on a treadmill there. I had to go every day. They made me go every day to make sure that I was doing it. And then I started walking on my own. So I'm a big advocate of walking. And when they asked me to get involved in this particular program, I said, man, this is right up my alley, because I want people to go to those trails, because when I go out on them, you know, you see a person here and you see a person here and a person there. Where's the hundreds of people? I want to see hundreds of people on those trails and in the parks and swinging on the swings and doing things, families together, just the way it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'm about 100 years older than you.
No, you are. You said your age, I was like, never mind. We won't talk about my age. Let's skip that part.
We already talked about it this morning. I heard you. When Alien came out.
I dated myself, didn't I, right there?
You certainly did.
It was frightening. Never mind. So let's talk about it. Healthy Living Festival, October 18th. First annual, because it has to happen every year.
We're not saying first annual
really?
Because it's really hard to get people to volunteer if they might have to volunteer again.
There's a method to your madness.
But there's a tremendous groundswell. We've gotten all kinds of support. Local businesses and industry have kicked in. The radio stations have kicked in. You'll see the sponsors if you pick up one of our brochures or go to our website, which is healthylivingfest.com, and all the information is there. But we raised a lot of money so we could take people on the trails who can't walk them just yet.
Right.
We'll put you in a golf cart and we'll take you around the trails and show you where everything is and how they connect. You'd be amazed how easy it is to walk from Weed Park to the river, or how easy it is to walk from Musser Park to Riverfront Park, or how easy it is to walk around Discovery Park. There's 5 or 6 different little trails in there that you could...
And they're expanding them.
Right.
I mean, they just expanded last year.
Yeah. If you want to walk a mile, walk a mile. You want to walk half a mile, walk a half a mile. If you can do 3, walk around the whole thing, and it's three, and it's just so nice. And the YMCA has got a nice trail around it as well, which is easy, and it's going to get connected when Cedar Street is finished.
Exactly. I can't wait for that project to be done.
Everybody.
But the sidewalks, I just saw, so you came from MPW.
Right, that's where I work.
We should tell everyone who you really are. You are really Mitch, and I'm going to say it right, Zitnowski.
Yes, I'm the last person in the phone book. But I'm not in the phone book.
I was like, you still have a landline? What?
No. But I'm just a volunteer. I've been here for 2 years and I've not been involved in anything. And some friends of mine are the leaders of this, and they asked me if I would help with the marketing, and I said okay. And I came up with this little cartoon character, and the next thing you know, they're making me wear the hat.
And the backpack.
And the backpack.
And the shirt.
And it's a cute little backpack, too.
It is. You guys should see him. It is adorable. I'm going to put up some pictures a little bit later on. I don't know that men your age want to be called adorable, but hey, why not, right?
Right. No one's calling us anything but cranky, so it's adorable works.
Perfect. Let's talk a little bit about the number one thing that I want everyone to understand about the Healthy Living Fest. Free, free, free. Nothing all day long. Nothing is costing you anything.
Absolutely correct. Because we want it accessible to everybody. If you can't afford it, that's not a reason not to come. So bring a bike, bring your feet, bring your lawn chairs, and come and have some fun. Walk in the walk, run in the run, bike in the bike. Thing.
You could get a free t-shirt out of the gym?
First 250 people in either the walk, run, or the bike ride will get a t-shirt, and we'll have some other t-shirts available. So, I mean, it's not going to be hard and fast on 250 if somebody wants that. And for kids who might be too small for a t-shirt, we've got some cool things. We've got snap bracelets and other little things with the what do they call them? Cinch bags, the little backpacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have those, and there's prizes for different things. It's going to be fun, from little kids to senior citizens. We're going to even have a senior citizens pavilion. We're calling it. It's a big tent,
but
there's going to be cool things for elderly people to do as well as the very young, and everybody is welcome to come on out, ride the golf cart around there, and then see. I can walk that far, and then try it out yourself. We're going to have booths. There'll be tents all over Riverfront Park and Weed Park and Discovery Park. There'll be healthy cooking demonstrations. I know you're heavily involved in the farmer's market. And the healthy cooking thing is one of the coolest things. We'll have real chefs, and we'll have the dietitian from Hy-Vee is going to be there.
Nancy Dew going to be there.
And from Blue Zone's...
Jody Hansen.
Jody, that's right. She's going to be there. She's kind of coordinating a bunch of people to...
Nicole Sorgan Fry from United Way.
Right, Nicole, right.
Going to be there as well.
So it's going to be nice. You'll teach you how to cook it, and you can also do Zumba, and you can do WellFit, and you can do yoga.
Yoga. How's your down dog?
I think we've just met. I don't think you could ask me that question. But, you know, Tai Chi, all kinds of stuff. Plus, the boxing club's going to do demonstrations at Mustard Park. That's going to be fantastic. That's a great organization. Skateboard demonstrations at Mustard as well. And the whole schedule is online right now at healthylivingfest.com. We've also got brochures. And the whole thing, we've got a map on the brochure with a color-coded thing. So if it's happening in the orange, it's at Riverfront. If it's happening in the green, it's at Discovery. And speaking of Discovery, some of my coworkers are going to be running that thing. They'll do canoeing and kayaking for kids. The Environmental Learning Center will be open all day. And then at the end of the day, they have their big Halloween walk. That's at the end of the day. And it's going to be nice. You can do golf carts there. There'll be a bike ride at Discovery. It'll be a bike ride at Weed Park. Get involved. Go to the website. Pick up a brochure. And just join us on the 18th.
I love... because we all know that the Hawkeyes are a pretty big draw. If you haven't heard, the Hawkeyes are a pretty big draw here in Muscatine. So even going to have a tailgate.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that one of the very first meetings, my first question to the ladies on the committee was, is it a Hawkeye home game?
Right, are the Hawkeyes
playing that day? Because you're going to lose 100 or 200 people just like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, no, it's an away game. Okay, are we going to give people an opportunity to watch it on TV or at least listen to it on the radio? And that started a whole thing. So we are going to take over the Pearl City Station, and we'll have a big TV in there and a PA system kind of blasting it out a little bit. We're still trying to find out who's broadcasting the game. The Big Ten doesn't tell you what network has the game.
Oh, which network.
Yeah. Anyway, but we're working through that.
Well, Vintage Sound 93.1 carries
that's
the game.
That's right. We're going to, what we'll probably do is we'll...
Nobody better calling it than Gary Dolphin.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's a big PA system down at the riverfront, so that'll be on, and then we'll have some other PA, so we'll probably be carrying the radio broadcast, and then we'll have the TV inside if somebody wants to do that. But the fun stuff's going to be going on outside, because tailgate standard, which is the bags game, mm-hmm. or some people call it cornhole. I don't like cornhole. It sounds weird.
The bags filled with corn.
Yeah.
And you throw the bag into a hole. I don't know.
So you've got, there'll be a bags tournament, and it's not like cutthroat bags.
Right.
It'll be bags for fun, any kind of skill level, and there'll even be some bag setups for people who just want to play and practice and little kids and moms and dads. That's me.
Because some days I don't eat my Wheaties and I don't quite make it to the board.
That's right. See, bags was invented for people who couldn't throw horseshoes, you know.
Oh, for sure.
So that'll be going on. And then we're going to be doing healthy sliders. Sliders is a big thing for mm-hmm. tailgating, you know, small portions and stuff like that. We've got some chicken and turkey type of things, sausage and little turkey burgers and things like that. It's going to be fantastic. And again, all free.
Right. Like, not costing you anything. The food's not costing you anything.
The food's not costing you anything.
There will be some vendors, I understand.
There will be some vendors.
And that's going to cost you something if you want to eat at the vendors.
But that's not until later in the day.
Right.
That'll be during the Blues Festival, which is the big wrap-up for the evening. We're really kind of separate, but together with the Alexander Clark Blues Festival, sponsored by your sister station. We're excited to have that, and that's kind of a standalone event, and there'll be a beer tent there, and there'll be some food there, and three great, awesome blues acts.
Yep.
The early show is like bluesy gospel music.
The Westbrook Singers.
Westbrook Singers. I've heard they are absolutely fantastic. And then we've got...
The Curtis Hawkins Band. With Ernie Peniston.
Ernie Peniston is coming back for one night only. He's going to sit in with the band, and that's going to be a great night. For those of you who miss Ernie appearing on a regular basis, Blues Hall of Famer.
I just saw him recently over at the Muscatine County Fairgrounds during their barbecue cook-off.
I just saw him at the grocery store.
It was good.
And I wanted him to sing.
I photobombed him, so then he stops right in the middle of his set and like lets me come up there and take a picture. I was like, no, I was just going to stand in front of you while my... Anyway, it was
and
funny.
And then the evening wraps up with...
Hal Reed.
Hal Reed, he owns a blues club in the Quad Cities, and he is fantastic, and that's going to wrap up the evening. It's going to be from 5 to 11, or 5:30 to 11.
5:30
to 11.
And again, all of that is free.
All of that is free.
No,
unless you're going to drink a beer or a wine cooler or something
that. I might, too.
I'm
just warning you.
But it's going to be it's a great day for the whole family, and we're also trying to arrange for, like, in that same time period, for little kids, we're going to have, like, a family movie inside the...
Pearl Plaza?
The two-story building. The Boat Club, which is called Riverview Center.
There you go. Old Boat Club, if you're...
The ladies I work with on this committee are all old-timers and born and raised in Muscatine, and they call it the Boat Club.
Sure.
And they call the other one the Red Brick Building.
Yep.
And I keep telling them they're both red brick.
Yes.
And she said the Boat Club wasn't always red brick.
There you go.
So, but anyway, so if you know it as Boat Club, that's where the movie will be. And in there will be reading and puppet shows. It's a full day. A lot of the senior activities will be around that Riverview Center in the senior tent pavilion. And then a lot of the kids' activities will be in the Riverview Center. So it'll be heated and warm and things like that, too, in case it's a cooler day.
Plus, I mean, maybe you're new to Muscatine. Maybe you've been around Muscatine for a really long time. I know people that have been here for numerous years that have never been out on that river.
Absolutely.
Have you been?
I've been on the river.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm an adventurer. You know, look at the hat.
Yeah, right.
It says adventurer all over. Right. But the coolest thing is that the Meekers have allowed us to use the boat. We're going to take it out at 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and you can get on for free.
And get out on the Mississippi River.
Right. And it'll cruise up along the river from near the dam down to Musser Park, show you that trail goes all the way from Musser Park all the way to the dam before it turns off into Weed Park. It'll be fantastic. And when you get on the boat, Mark Twain will greet you as you come on board. And there'll be some other historical figures from Muscatine's history on board the boat who will just have a conversation with you.
Nice.
We've picked up so much great help in the community from people say, we can add this. We can do this. How about we do this? Why don't we do this? So there's all kinds of great ideas out there.
It's totally caught fire. I mean, people are... Everyone's joining in.
That's because I'm a marketing genius.
I see that because look, next time I need a flyer or a pamphlet or something, I know who to call. This thing's tremendous. Hey, so the last thing that I really wanted to talk about was because, well, if you've listened to the show at all, you know how I enjoy some food. Free fire pit dinner.
This was a
progressive.
Yeah, this was an idea that city administrator Greg Monsager had come up with. He had done it in a town he had lived in before, and he suggested, "Wow, this is a really cool thing. You set up little fire pits, and then you have a lighted path, like a luminaria type path, in between them, and people go here and they get a little bite of this, and they walk over and they get a little bite of this, and a little bite of this, and a little bite of this." And Jody Hansen is working on securing those, and Lillian Wellenstein from the Parks and Rec is trying to get those people. So if you would like, you don't have to be a business, but some of the people will be businesses doing this. If you would just like to do some kind of cool little thing that you can cook on a fire pit, come on. Call Lillian at Parks and Rec or call Jody at Blue Zones at the Chamber and get yourself involved because we still have room for vendors and that'll be in Weed Park. And it'll
What if I volunteer? Like I have to buy all of the stuff to make the whatever it is I'm... I think there's some assistance with that. That's why I asked you.
I think there might be assistance and Jody would know.
I think there's some assistance with that they could help you. Because it's crossed my mind to help with that.
Okay. All right. Let me record that.
I was like...
You are recording this.
Because my husband loves barbecue. And we love open flames kind of thing. And
that's where I'll be.
And I used to be a Girl Scout. So it's one of those...
So cookies and barbecue?
What can I make? No, I'm thinking something from a pie iron. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, something.
And it could be something savory. It doesn't have to be something sweet from a pie iron.
No.
So it's still running around my brain. There's still plenty of time.
I think someone's going to do, one of them will be s'mores, so they'll be a little sweet at the end.
Yeah.
But that'll happen in that area just on the downhill side from the zoo garden. And in the zoo garden, the Master Gardeners Club is going to be doing gardening demonstrations. They're going to do a scavenger hunt for kids through the zoo garden and tours and whatnot. YMCA is going to do some kids' activities and exercises. There'll be tennis there at Weed Park.
Wait, it's not just tennis. It's cardio.
Cardio tennis. That's frightening.
I was like, I could barely hit a tennis ball and keep it inside the fence there. So cardio tennis, I think I'm out of that.
I think that's earlier in the day, and then after that, there'll be rackets and balls there.
You can
for duffers for people who just want to goof around.
I'm curious. You know, the one thing that goes on over there by MPW that I have never done that I've always wanted to try, and I was like, oh, maybe that's going to be a part of it.
The disc golf.
Yes.
If anybody is involved with disc golf, we've been trying to make contact with somebody since our last meeting. They may have made contact. But we're trying to find somebody who would be willing to demonstrate.
There's a Facebook page. Have you been on the Facebook page?
No. Is my team listening?
Facebook page.
Okay. But we've been talking about that, and the idea was since we're at Discovery Park, we would use Fuller Park as well. We wanted to do it right now is a bad time to get a soccer demonstration. We're going to use the big field for that too. But the disc golf, people love that, and it's a nice walk, and some great upper body exercises. And when I walk around behind MP&W there, there's always somebody out there tossing frisbee at the goal. So nice. It's a nice place, and it's hidden. It's another one of those hidden little gems in Muscatine. It's a great town to get healthy in.
It's a town that's easy to get healthy in.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Shall we do it?
Shall we do what?
So he's come up with a little song. I'm curious, where do you play this song? Do you just sit around over there at MP&W and strum the guitar and play a little song?
I played it at the Rotary Club because years ago I was actually in the Rotary Club in a different town.
Uh-huh.
And
he had to take his hat off for this one.
Yeah, I have headphones and a hat. See, I don't have the same color hair as Mark Trail. Oh, there you go.
That's even better.
Anyway, when I was in the Rotary Club in another town I lived in, the Rotarians always sang. And so I said, I'm going to write these guys a song. And what I did is I took the song that you're all familiar with. It's Happy Trails, which is... I always keep forgetting, Gene Autry or Roy Rogers? One of them. One of the cowboy crooners. Anyway, Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Also sung by David Lee Roth.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, that's the hard part. David Lee Roth did bum-ba-dee-da, 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 bum. And our words are a little bit different. They go like this. Healthy trails to you. They've built them everywhere.
Can I sing along?
Sure. Healthy trails for you. But you might not know they're there. Put on your shoes and walk or run or bike 'em. Take my advice, I know you're gonna like 'em. Healthy trails to you, and they're made to share. Healthy trails for you. You'll find them there and there. Healthy trails for you. It's a family affair. Just grab your kids, your father and your mother, and put one foot out in front of the other. Healthy trails for you. And they're made to share. Healthy trails for you. And now you are aware. Healthy trails for you. So get out of your chair. It doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80. They're made for boys and girls and men and ladies. Healthy trails for you. And they're made to share. Big finish. Healthy trails for you. And they're made to share. Anyway, and
that was awesome.
And that's the idea. They're made for you. You get healthy, and a lot of people don't even know where they're at. So come on out, and we'll take you on a tour and show you where they're at. And then maybe when I'm out walking on a Sunday afternoon, I'll run into you, and we'll just walk together.
But he won't be in this little outfit.
Right.
So yeah. It is the first, I'll just say the very first, Healthy Living Festival. It is Saturday, October 18th, and it is everywhere in this town, so super easy to get involved. It all kicks off with the run walk in the morning.
Right.
Am I right?
Nine o'clock. And
first thing that happens.
Right. And you can, again, the schedule is on our website, which is healthylivingfest.com. If you go to healthylivingfestival.com, it'll take you to something in San Diego, which is not us.
Healthylivingfest.com. Or you could grab, if you're not a computer kind of guy or gal, you could grab a pamphlet, a map, and
right.
a Here at the radio station, we have them.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And if you, and even if you go to the website, or there's telephone numbers all over the place, just somebody will mail you one, somebody will bring you one. We want a lot of people to come.
You should get, do you know who you should get? You should, I'm looking at the back. You should get Hy-Vee to stuff these in bags.
Well, we don't want to run out of money printing them, though.
Oh, that's true. Maybe you could print black and white.
I tell you what, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we're getting together to fold them. We could use
what
extra
What are you
hands.
Doing, Millie? That's what that's all about. Thank you so much for being here, Mark, Mitch, whichever, whatever we're doing. Hey, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having us.
You've been listening to Moving Forward on AM 860 KWPC, the voice of Muscatine. Tune in weekdays at 8:15 to learn how Muscatine is on the move.